integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you could see me right now, I was just taken in the aroma of the lavender candle that I have going.
Oh, and I got
completely distracted. I'm so sorry out there. I love you, and I don't want to let you down by even missing a second of this show, especially when we're talking about lavender. So I was on The Doctors, the Emmy Award winning shows, Doctors.
So you were on
and
it?
I was on it, and it was so great because the whole entire segment that I did was on lavender. Lavender. And we had lavender everywhere. We had lavender for martinis. We had lavender to cook with. We had lavender in chocolate. We had lavender bath salts. We had lavender essential oils. We had lavender candles. We had lavender. And you know, there is also right now a clinically studied oil of lavender. All right. It's called Selexin in Europe. That has been clinically studied and on the Hamilton rating scale, which is the gold standard for anti-anxiolytic agents. That means help you calm down. Mm-hmm. It ranked higher than a benzodiazepine. That would be something like Xanax or, as alprazolam. Yes, yeah. It ranked higher as far as effectiveness. So lavender, oh my gosh, love it. I love it.
Well, when we were looking at shows, it's interesting. You looked at lavender, this anxiolytic, and I really need to start using that more in my patients because a lot of them, I have a lot of elderly patients and they'll lose a loved one because I'm a cardiologist and things. And then here comes the standard benzodiazepines and all that stuff. And I was not aware that lavender had that powerful effect. I guess I get too clinical with these things. We forget about the cross activity of these essential oils. It really stuck out to me that in the UK they're doing a lot of breakthrough work on killing these really resistant bacteria. These things like you go into the hospital for hemorrhoids and you die from a resistant bacteria, or you go in because you need your bone set or something that's more mechanical and you die from this horrible infection. And lavender has popped up in the ability to kill methicillin resistant Staph aureus, which is one of the typical bugs. And so they're figuring out how to use it, but they're going to use it topically or orally as well. An additional piece to this is a lot of times as physicians, when we use antibiotics, you'll kill off the bacteria, and then what happens is that a fungus will grow. And so you've kind of killed one and you've got another. And skin reactions are famous for that. And women with infections, the vaginosis stuff, they're famous for you kill that off and then they get yeast infections. Lavender kills it all. Kills the fungal, kills the yeast, the molds, along with some of these resistant bugs. Are you using it in practice? Are you recommending it now? Are you using it as anti-anxiety? What are you doing with it in your breakthrough practice, Holly?
Okay, I use lavender all the time. I'm really, really, really crazy about this lavender, the clinically studied lavender. You can actually get it from the doctor's line has it in Lavella, Lavella. And also, I think it's on the shelves for consumers as Calm Aid. So it just says Calm Aid. Yeah, so it's a little, it's
Who's
a pill.
The company,
it's a little
Holly? Go ahead and say the company.
So Schwab in North America, so you've got Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, those together, but I believe it's an enzymatic therapy product, Schwab in North America. And then also Integrative Therapeutics, Inc., so that's one of the doctor's lines, has the clinically studied, so I brought it over from Europe. It's amazing. So it's a little gel cap. It looks like a vitamin E cap. So it's just a little capsule, and you take it in. And the only side effect that I've heard people say, and I think it's great, and this is my response to it, is that you burp up a little lavender. And I'm like, well... It's the biggest bang for your buck because, in my opinion, we can then get like the benefits of the aromatherapy if you're burping up lavender after you take it orally. But here's the deal. It is not habit forming. Okay. It's completely 100% oil of lavender. So it's a very natural product. It's effective and it's safe. It doesn't have the dependency issues and it doesn't have the drowsiness that's associated with. So for the anxiety, that is really where I have been hitting hard with lavender lately.
Well, I get a lot of these infectious disease docs locally that will send me some of their resistant patients because I've had this allicin, this garlic extract that I've used for it, and now I'm going to have to use it. It says, can you spell this extract for me? Is it with a C? Because I think this is worth blogging about and getting out there, because more and more people are doing two things. One is they want to avoid antibiotics, especially with there's probably going to be less access to doctors. They're going to need things over the counter that they can be effective. But also a lot of them are being sent home with resistant bugs, with PIC lines and all sorts of things saying, you know, it's better to get you out of the hospital. We'll just keep feeding you the antibiotics we have, and we're going to hope your body and the antibiotics get it. I think this is a very important thing. So what is the name? Can you spell this extract for us?
Yeah, so you can find it in Lavella, L-A-V-E-L-A, and or Calm Aid.
Or Calm Aid. And, you know, it's interesting, Holly, we keep bouncing back infection, anxiety, and I've been working a lot with these neurotransmitters. And with these neurotransmitters, we'll see that elevated things like glutamate and histamine, which a lot of people don't know is a neurotransmitter, when these things go up, all of these behavioral changes and these anxiety type pieces go. And I find it just fascinating, nature humbling me once again, that there's this anti-anxiety, anti-infective, all in one. Because they are connected, Holly. When we're looking at these people with these anxieties, when we get these neurotransmitters back, they are inflamed or infectious across the board. They're almost, I mean, I would say 99 out of 100 of the ones that I have looked at, they have this inflammation infection with it. But I guess nature figured that out a while ago. It just blows me away.
Well, and I love the fact that lavender, I mean, this is, you know, something that's so available to us. Could be, you know, when you talk about methicillin resistant infections, and then most people lose their immunity because we start throwing everything at it. And nosocomial infections in the hospital are up there as far as the number one killers, you know, of people in America going into the hospital for something simple and then ending up getting an infection that people sometimes perish from because they got it from the hospital. Now, so you think about lavender, and I want to just, I'm kind of jumping all around here, but it's only because I get so excited about something. Mm-hmm. There's also a psych hospital that actually uses essential oil of lavender in the mop water. Okay. So when they mop the floors, yes. Isn't that unbelievable? Isn't that a great, so they mop the floors. They are spreading the love of lavender all around and hoping that I don't want to know what to call them. The people in the hospital. That's what I'll call them. The residents.
Or as we say, yes. Some of our elders. Well, or we yes, say my grandparents.
They'll get the benefits of that water. I mean, so inexpensive, and so across the board beneficial. Unbelievable.
And, you know, I think one of the things we need to talk about is consider adding a little lavender into your cleaning supplies and into everything else, giving a general calming feeling. You're getting the anti-infective stuff because everybody seems to want to kill all the bacteria all the time, but you're also getting that calming thing. And we got to go back to that. And I know listeners are harping on this, but calming and infection go together. When you are calm, you have much of a better chance to heal. But having that all-in-one medicine, that lavender combination of calming and that, look, when you take the Lavella for an infection, it's not going to just not work on calming you. It's going to do both. All of those things are connected in our bodies. Holly, did you know that 18,000 more people died from the resistant bacteria, MRSA, in America? This is 2005, so it's a little dated, but more people died from MRSA, this is 18,650, than died from HIV. So Lavella or Calm Aid make work better than some of your anti-anxiety medicines. Naturedoctor.org in order to find a doctor that might be willing to work with you. Consider adding a little lavender to your bath water, to your mop water, and just consider adding lavender into your life. It'll be calmer, and it'll help you stay well, just like we want you to at Radio MD.